Every year we're mispallel that this should be the last year that I should have to speak, and that Klal Yisrael should have to say kinnus. Hagam that it feels ever closer, for sure. Just what we went through the last 2 months made us feel even closer. But Rabbi Yankov Zatzal always used to say that Mechashvei Kitzin, the Gemara talks about those that make cheshbonos, when is Mashiach going to come? They make all kinds of cheshbonos. We seem to find the mixed messages. We find a message, you have to feel mamish, Mashiach could come immediately. We were talking about the Shiloh, about bringing sneakers to shul before Shabbos Kodesh. They were gedolim, Anshe Maisa, that wouldn't do it. Tisha B'Av doesn't hit until it hits. Until Tzeis HaKachovim, we don't accept that it's Tisha B'Av. It's not coming. I discussed the last couple of days, the Maima Mordechai that the Bir Halacha brings down, has a discussion about learning Erev Tisha B'Av, what you're allowed to learn, what you're not allowed to learn. And he says that it's not so poshut to take away from Klal Yisrael the ability to learn Erev Tisha B'Av. Not so poshut. It's not found in the Gemara. It's not Midin in the Gemara. And he says the reason is, the Magen Avraham treats it like a win-win. So you learn Zom Avayim. You're learning. What's the difference? You're learning this. You're learning that. So he says, Bava Nisenu Rabim, we don't do that. He says, people don't like to learn Zom Avayim. And he writes, the Maim HaMotchai, the Bir HaLocha quotes him, Ani Kechot Mehem. I'm one of them. So the Delbetzin Odayin, Zecha Tzadik Levorcha, when I was able to learn with him this Bir HaLocha, probably 50 years ago, long time, I'm getting old, it's 49 years ago, I did this Bir HaLocha with him. So he said, "Temay Mamotcha Yigven HaHeluk Yigit." He says, "Heluk Yigit," he says, but Menishka learned Vom Arayim until your mamish needed it. You hope that it's not going to be negeah, just like Rabbonim don't learn Hilchos Avelos. I get the most shilas from people in Hilchos Avelos. People don't like to learn it, and it's understandable. It's not that they don't like to learn. They don't learn Hilchos Avelos. Come, die with Tzorah L'Shayit. People don't want to learn it. So the concept of feeling the fact that Mashiach could come at any time is a principle of our emunah. See, peace al Yeshua, the Gemara brings down Masech HaShabbos. That's one of the ikar questions, fundamental questions they're going to ask each one of us. Lasid Lava, if we were Mitzap al Yeshua, if we waited. That means not that you believe. They're not going to ask that question. That question is for granted. Of course you believe. They're not going to have to ask you. It doesn't say Hemanto. Chazal tell us they're going to ask you, did you wait? See, peace al Yeshua. Did you wait? I have here a Yaivitz. In the Siddur HaYaivitz, it's a scary Yaivitz. He says that the reason why we don't have Mashiach is because we're not waiting. That's the chet. Now we don't believe. We're not waiting. He writes here in the Siddur by Dinei Tisha B'Av, Il molei lo hoyo ovein zeh. Just this avera that we're not misabel and mitzapim for Yeshua, be'atzmoy marach goluseinu, v'hu be'enai hasibo hakroiva b'yoyser glua. That's the most clear reason why we're still here. Hashem mitzonu b'golus. Why we're still here. Right? Rabbi Yankov said, afiloi mevat. Rabbi Yankov always said, even if you're waiting, how much are you waiting? V'ful vatman. Rabbi Yankov said, you know, you go to a train, you're waiting for a train. 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes. After 20 minutes, you're annoyed. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, if you ever saw when they're running to chap the bus, rega, right? And there's a tremendous camaraderie in Eretz Yisrael. The people on the bus tell the nahag, chakeh, chakeh. You know, you see the Avos Yisrael there. Sometimes you'll see somebody on the bus sticking their hand out so the bus driver shouldn't be able to. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying I'm looking at the Tisha B'Av. I'm looking at Avos Yisrael, right? Waiting. Chakeh. You ever saw the look when somebody gets to a bus stop? They just missed the bus. It's another 20. They look frustrated. If Yanka said, imagine you miss a train, you're going to have to wait half a day for the next train. Your mood is destroyed. If Yanka said, how many times do you see Yidden walking around? They say, we're waiting, we want. How did you ever see a guy at the end of the day go, shucks, Mashiach hat heit nicht gekommen? Did you ever see that anywhere? Did you go to, I'm not talking about by people that are quasi-flum. Do you go to any Beis Medrash? Do you go to any Kollel? Do you go any to Asif of Rabbonim? Do you go to the most holy places? Do you see people at the end of the day, they're going, shucks, another day went by. Mahatasnit. So Bianca said, waiting, waiting, what's waiting? Waiting. What is, tight waiting. You're waiting comfortably. You're waiting comfortably. And that's the question they're going to ask us, Lassid Lovay. Each one of us. See, peace of Yishuv. And the Ayavitz is saying that's the reason for the Arachas HaGolos. The Gaon brings down, Al Pi De Zoya, that all those Jews that died by Makas Choshech, because they still Pella, we find there were Rishon that made it out. Pesel Micha made it out of Mitzrayim. Dosan Vavira made it out of Mitzrayim. They didn't die in Dimei Choshech. Right? But yet four-fifths died. Who are they? Who are these people? So the Gaon brings down Al-Pi D'Zayin L'maisa. It's found Kemat Mefurish in the Yalkut. These were people that for whatever reason weren't verplatzing to leave Mitzrayim. The Medrash says, Hayolon Patrunim bin Mitzrayim, because they had some financial matters in Mitzrayim. It's hard to know exactly what this was exactly, but they had some kind of arrangement there. And they weren't plotting to leave. So the plotters left. Those plotters that were plotting to leave left. I always say that's the pshat. Bishvil shlomo, al pi dis goyim, al pi dis vilna goyim. We were saved from Mitzrayim. Bishvil shloisha dvorim nigelu avisenim in Mitzrayim. Shmom l'shoinem and mabushim. So I don't understand. You're in Mepder Shari Tumah. You're in 49 levels of Tumah. You're all the way on the bottom. Mamish on the bottom. And what, you keep the outside, you have a frum clothing? Vos it does. I told the Talmidim this maybe 32 years ago. I was giving shir, we went for a couple of weeks to the old Homowack Hotel in the summer. We had a learning program. So I was giving shir there, it was on Shabbos. I was giving shir to the Talmidim. And a car nebuch pulls up on Shabbos. A yid. Older fellow, pacing, you know, the gvul, pulls out of the car, comes into the hotel, walks around, he's looking around, and then he walks into the base medrash. He sees I'm giving shir to a group of guys. So he walks in, he has his hands in his pockets, his change is shaking in the nebuch, Machal Shabbos, nebuch. But he was from Europe still. He had zechroinus from Europe, he was an older man. And he says like this, and again, this is Maisa from 30, it was so biting to me that 32 years later I feel like it happened now. He goes, in Yiddish he's talking to me. He goes, Yingaman. Today he wouldn't call me Yingaman, with the Vice of Bar, but then he called me, Yingaman. Shemtzalisht? You're not embarrassed? Tzegeben Hashir? In English? I'm quoting him verbatim. In English, Geben Hashir? I was giving shir in Bava Kama. Most of it was Aramaic, actually, but yeah, I was saying a lot of English. Shem Tzachlisht. So when he walked away, Reb Mitzian may remember this. You remember this? You remember this? To me, it's still biting till today. No, I wasn't insulted. I felt bad for this person, Ebuch. That does shtout them. that I'm giving shiur in English, not Yiddish. He drives up on Shabbos, the shtelter. Right? So Chazal tell us what? That we didn't change our language and our clothing and our names? We're like this guy, Nebuch. We're like this guy, Nebuch. And that's why we were redeemed. But I want to say Pshat is very simple. Based on this Chazal. Those that left, Dosan Vavim left Mitzrayim. The Nishkanin Ketzadikim. They were on the bottom of Mem Tesh Aretum. Because we were on Mem Tesh Aretum. They were given Nochtifel. They were even lower. And they made it out. Because they were plotting to leave Mitzrayim. Epis. They made it out. Those that weren't plotting didn't make it out. The Pshat is if somebody's in Golos for such a period of time, and there's such persecutions, and the Mitzrayim are killing and Nebuch what they're doing, and you still keep your identity, you still keep your name, you still keep your language, you still keep your clothing, there's only one reason that could explain it, that you hope to get out of here one day. If you thought this is it, Mitzrayim, it's over. So you ditch your name, what are you doing? Keeping your name and your language and your clothing, what are you doing? You gave up everything else. Why are you keeping that? The Torah says, I'm going to make it out of here. Yechvil from the Aroyz came. Memela, we had it Tzipisa. Memela Bishvil Shloish Advon. That's not us, the clothing. The clothing showed that we had a belief and a focus and a desire to be able to leave. That's why, that was the Chashivas. It wasn't the clothing. It's not the clothing. So this is how important what Tzipisa Yeshua is. It's mamish critical. How does one reach the level of Tzipisa Yeshua? How do we do it? It's not Pasha. And like Abyankov saying, it's not enough to say it. It's not enough to feel it a little bit. Rachmana Litzlan, if we're feeling it less than we're on a line in a restaurant, which probably, the same Rabbi, we have to be honest. If we're not going to be honest on Tisha B'Av, when are we going to be honest with ourselves? Achakele, we sing, Achakele, Achakele, B'Chorim. Did you ever have a day, I'm asking all of you, that at the end of the day you went, shucks, the Gula didn't come yet. So if you didn't have that, you're not being Mitzapeh. Be honest. We have to be honest with ourselves. Mitzapeh means we feel a loss. We feel, we're waiting, what's going on? Does anybody say, what's going on here? What's the fuck for? Chofetz Chaim says, L'shichnoi Sidrishu. The Lashon is Sidrishu. Right? Sidrishu is something that you demand. A woman, the Gemara says in Ksuba, she could be Dervish Mezainis. Dervish means you're demanding it. You're not polite about it. You demand it. You're Dervish. V'esir achatos Dorish Dorash Moshe. Right? That's what Dorish is. That means we're not sitting here just saying, you know, the Rabbanu Shem, we'd like the Geula, it's nice, and then we go weiter. We're being derish to Geula. See, ain't he, ain't derish, that means we're not being derish to Geula. We're not living up to that. That's why we're here again. The reason why we're here now is Tav Shem Pei Hei. Why are we here again? Because it's ain't derish law. Yeah, we sing Achakalei B'chol Yom She'olah. We sing Ani Mamin, the latest Ani Mamin. There's a nice guitar, a new Kalbach Negev Shekem and Afilu Abizul Hagosh Abizul Shein and this. But that's not what it's about. So how do we do that? How do we make it Tzipisa Yeshua? How do we really do it? Forget express it. We do enough expressions. You know how many times we say we're being Mitzapel Yeshua? Ki Yeshua Asko Kivinu Kol Hayoyim. We say it. We do what? Saying it, we do enough of. That's not a problem. Look in davening how many times you say, people tell me, somebody asked me, Tzipisa Yeshua, why don't we make a stress out of it like in the davening? I said, what are you talking about? Go through Shmoneh Esrei. You end Shmoneh Esrei, you wrote Shibana Beis HaMikdash, you finish Shmoneh Esrei, you're still talking. You said, go to Yisrael, the answer is, Samach Dovid, B'nei Yerushalayim, the ganze davening, it means we're not focusing on what we're talking about. The whole davening, the essence of Kaddish, else is what's happening. Problem is we don't really feel it. And the question is, how is it that such a fundamental thing we don't really feel? And the question is, how could we elevate ourselves to taka feel it? It's not easy. It's taka not easy. I'm not blaming anybody. It's not easy to feel it. As I always say, it's not something we experienced. We learn about it. This, if you go through Seder Kochim, you do the loop abyssal mail. But how are we supposed to? And yet, if we look at the Lashon of the Medrash is mashma. Not only we have to do a hesped on the base of Medrash. You know what hesped is? It's a hesped, a eulogy. It's a real hesped is a real hesed. It's reflective of what we don't have. But the Lashon of the Medrash is. And really, we have a whole kinnis on Tisha B'Av Mavusas on this Yalkut Shemoni. The Medrash says, "B'chol shana v'shana tzorich lispoid mispeid chadosh al hakedush v'al hamikdash." A new aspect. What does that mean? Get another kinnis, the last one they made. Now they're going to make one for the 6 million. Now Rachman al Slan, we have some from October 7th. Rachman al Slan. Is that the point? B'chol shana mispeid chadosh. The Chassam Sofer says in his drushes. That when Chazal tell us mispeit chorosh, I'm just telling you the words of the Chassam Sofer. He says that we have an obligation, just like Pesach. It's just a little bit less known. Just like Pesach, there's a din. Chayiv Adam liroi says atzmoi b'chol dovado yato kilu hu yotzan in Mitzrayim. We have a chiv on Tisha B'Av. We have a chiv to feel like now the Beis Hamikdash is being destroyed. Kilu, now it's happening, and that's how the. The Chassam Sofer in his drashas explains what it means, mispeid chodesh. What does that mean, mispeid chodesh? Mispeid chodesh means you have to feel there's something new. That raises the order even higher. Something new. And that does not mean to insert another kinnis. And it doesn't mean that this year you're buying another video. Because the videos, they're better than sitting around and hooking up to something else, Netflix, Facebook. It's another zachen that people could hook up to. Definitely better than that. If the money goes to Moisit, so at least it's stuck. I told this to somebody yesterday. They asked me, is there an Indian app? I said, listen, whatever money you give me to stock, it's Gefaldik. If you could do that and maybe watch it after Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av do something with Moisit. Right? Sometimes the videos have zero to do with the Beis HaMikdash B'chlal. The Beis HaMikdash B'chlal goes. Nice, inspiring, nice, it's also say Shane is Acha. Distractions. Sometimes I wonder if it's permitted. If it's permitted. Because it's not permitted to take our minds off the Avelos of the Beis HaMikdash. Now we do that, we're human, we do it. So you can't go 24 hours without thinking about that you're thirsty. And other important Zachar. But Lamaisa, if you watch 6 hours of videos on Tisha B'Av, and the 6 hours of videos have to do with somebody doing tshuva in China, it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Bali tshuva in China is gewaldig. Gewaldig. I would also want to watch that. If I ever had time for such a thing. What's up with Tisha B'Av? So Lamaisa, well, if I'm not doing that, I'm on CNN. I hear it. It's better than CNN. At least it's accurate. It's a episode. What are we doing? Right? So basically, we go through Tisha B'Av, we try to distract ourselves in a way that we won't feel guilty. So for that, there's a lot to do, Tisha B'Av. You go for 24 hours with there's enough available that you could spend the next 24 hours not thinking as much about how hungry you are and not feeling guilty either. Because you have a whole new, you have an encyclopedic knowledge of all the videos of this year's Tisha B'Av. That's not the Eitzer. That's not the solution. And the Torah is telling us that you have to have a misbeit chodesh. You have to have a new hesped. And the Chassam Sofer is saying that just like on Pesach, there's such a halacha. There's such a halacha now. Now, if we look at the Mesilas Yesharim, Mesillas Yesharim seems to contradict himself. He's obviously not, but he talks about mamish davening, waiting for the Gula, davening for the Gula. It's kedai to go through the Sefer of the Chofetz Chaim, Tzipis Elishu, his kuntras, fascinating kuntras that he wrote. But the Mesillas Yesharim says like this, this is in Perek Yates. Im Yoymar Adam, a person may think the following, Mi ani, who am I? I'm not going to make a dent. Who am I? Like I said, we're supposed to demand. We're supposed to demand from the Rabbi Shalom. Right? You don't have to be polite. Polite be by Baruch Aleinu. By Tekah B'Shefer Godel L'Cheir Hussein, you don't have to be so polite. Could be demanding. Tzion Hivein Dorish Law. So the Mesillas Yesharim says, Mi ani, that I, Shespalel HaGolos Val Yushalayim, what am I worth? What is my tefillah worth? I'm going to daven? Who am I? What am I up there? I'm just they're busy thinking about Radinsky up there. So I'm going to get up and say, Rabbanu Shalom, I'm demanding based on me. It's okay, square. You know what I mean? Square Radinsky. Go back, talk about Tisha B'Av videos. Talk to Mesillas Yesharim. Who are we? Hamibnei tefilosi yikonsu agolius v'titzmach ha'yishu? As the Mesillas Yesharim says. Because of our request, because we're going to daven, that's going to change. Shuvosei b'tzidah. He says, the answer is right there. Look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Lefikoch nivra adam yechidi. Hashem created a human being. The only creation that Hashem created as an individual is Adam. The Eibishter created millions of mosquitoes. Bavas achas. Millions of mosquitoes. The Rabbanu Shalom b'mamorei, with his one word, he could have created millions of human beings. But the Rabbanu Shalom didn't do that. He created one man. One man. So the Gemara says, why one man? Says the Gemara, kedei shekol echod ve'echod yoyma b'shvili nivro elam. So he seems to start giving us encouragement. In other words, Mesillas Yesharim is saying, you're thinking, who am I? What, I'm going to make a difference. My request is going to make a miyani. So the grace says, one person. The whole world was created for one person. B'shvili nivro elam. But then look what he says. He continues, he says, and Hashem will get pleasure that you're requesting it. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, V'av shaloi teyosu bakoshosu. He starts off by saying, who am I to daven? Hashem's going to listen to me. Who am I? He says, what do you mean, who are you? Look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin. L'fikoch nivra adam yechidi. B'shvili nivra olam. Hashem created human being alone for the sole purpose that we should know how important each individual is. As a result. Right? That's why Hashem created us as individuals. So you're waiting for him to lead and then say, and therefore you could do it. He says, and Hashem appreciates you, has nachas ruach for you asking, even if it's not going to happen. So we're going back to, it's not going to happen. Is it going to happen? It's not going to happen. The person's saying, why should I do it? If the Mesillas Yesharim's answer is, doesn't matter if it happens or not, Hashem wants you to ask for it. See, he could have just said that. He didn't say that. He first addresses the fact that we say, who are we? Says the Mesillas Yesharim, what do you mean, who are you? The whole world was created for you. I cannot tell you how many times I heard this Maimah Chazal from Rabbi Yankov. People would come to different things. Du bist der größte Mensch, die ganze Welt ist beschaffen für dich. The whole world was created for you. The whole world was created for you. Somebody once asked him, somebody, you know, they were dealing with Chil Shabbos, Pikuach Nefoshes, for somebody who was a compromised individual that was already, you know, Chatzi in the next world. And Rabbi Yankov told him, the whole world has to be Mechal Shabbos to keep this one person alive. And the person was still like, he said, Rabbi Yankov turned to him and he goes, and you should know, Rabbi Yankov said, you should know. The whole world was created for that one person who's in the hospital, Halb of Yenemveld. And in the secular world, it's getting worse and worse and worse. I'm dealing with doctors now, can't even believe, sometimes religious doctors, officially. they talk about older people that are a little compromised, like Shane. I was dealing with a choler recently. The guy was starving to death. He was starving to death, not feeding him. Shame. So one of the doctors involved, I said, what do you mean? I spoke to this person in learning. He says, oh, you mean he could talk in learning? Then he should be fed. There's a new threshold. The guy gets a heart attack. You say, okay, nu vazogst du wegen Rashbi? Was kann ich sagen, okay? Tzidikadin, koltuv. It's nerve oyim, the value, but the Torah's value for every individual, every human being, is the whole world was created for that human being. So of course we have to machal Shabbos. We have to machal Shabbos to give a Jew another 5 minutes. God's claw, you still have to be machal Shabbos for Chai Yishol. Right? To give him, that's how important we are. So you're ready for the Mesil Sisham to say, so of course you could do it. But then he says, and Hashem is my chasruach, he likes the gear, Radinsky, keep on asking. So what's the answer? What's the punchline? I think Rabbi Yisai, the punchline goes to a machshavah. I had a new machshavah this year as we were reading Megillas Eicha. New machshavah. We know that Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos has that's what it is this year, so how can we not bring it in? Motzei Shabbos has a tremendous chibur to the Chum. The first Beis HaMikdash was Motzei Shabbos, the Chum. The second Beis HaMikdash was Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos. It's not my observation. Chazal say it. And the Maral says the only time that the Churban could happen was Motzei Shabbos. Had to happen Motzei Shabbos. Your Maral is big in Zman and to explain the significance of why something happens when it happened. So the Maral says, the Churban Bayis Rishon was Motzei Shabbos. The Churban Bayis Sheni was Motzei Shabbos. Why? What's the significance of Motzei Shabbos? And we know that Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash are so mechuber, it's on every volume. Forgetting that you go through the parashas about the Beis HaMikdash, it's always Shabbos. The Melech Shabbos, the Melech HaMishkan. Shabbos is again and again and again. Eilat v'omashot tziva Hashem. Shabbos and the Mishkan. Shabbos, it's all one. Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Yevama says that you have a chiyuv to be mechabed the Mikdash, even b'chubana, even when it's destroyed. Where do we learn that from? Shabbos. Es Mikdash ha'itiro, v'shabbos ha'itishmaru. So I'm sure the Eilam remembers still. Yevama is from the Yeshiva days. What's the Gemara though? Just like Shabbos is Noeg Loyola, so Kudushas HaMikdash is Noeg Loyola. It's all connected. But I'll tell you something you probably didn't realize, but the Maral points it out. We have a tefillah we say every Shabbos. We start with Kabbalah Shabbos. The mocker of L'chod Doidi, the mocker, I'm not talking about who wrote it. It's interesting, most of the Kabbalah Shabbos that we say came from the Mekubalah Mitzvahs. The Arizal and the Ramak. That means until the 1600s, you couldn't find a Kabbalah Shabbos the way we have it. It's a relatively recent thing. Most people think Moshe Rabbeinu must have said Kabbalah Shabbos. It's in Itaze. It was Neschaber in the 1600s in Tzfas. Most of what we have in the Kabbalah Shabbos. There's a tefillah there that's a little earlier, and that's the Chodoidi. So that wasn't in the 1600s, that was in the 1500s. How do we know? Because of Shlomo Kovetz. He was the Mechaber of the Chodoidi. Right? See, he started out Shalinki and he ended in Tzfas, but he lived in the 1500s. So whenever it was Mechuba, I'm not a date person, but it's somewhere 1550, 1540s. That's when the L'chadoidi that we have. But L'chadoidi, the concept of L'chadoidi is found in the Gemara. Sayim Masechet Shabbos, Kuf Yutes, Sayim Bava Kame, Rav Chanina and other Amiroyim that used to be Ma'atev, and go out to the field, l'chu v'neitzeh l'ikra Shabbos malkiseh. So the Musag, Rav Shlomo Kovetz, he made a official, he was a poet, he was a gavra rabbi, he was a big mekubal. The whole Kabbalah Shabbos comes from the mekubalim. It wouldn't have been a chiddush if Bnei Ashkenaz would have just said Mizmah Shulem HaShabbos and done. Because it was all meschaber by the Arizal and the Ramak, and you would think it would be part of Nusach Sfar, but it's not. Ashkenazim say it also. Right? Could be that's why Yom Tov, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, the Sfardim Fort say a couple of Pismoin in there. The Ashkenazim gain Glei Chazayin, Kapitul Megid Vaida. But it comes from the Rav Shlomo Alkabes was the one Mechaberet. And think about it. L'chadoidi. It's mostly the Beis HaMikdash. Figure that one out. Do you ever think about it? Probably not till now, but I'm telling you now. Most of the Chadoidis have nothing to do with Shabbos. How do you like that? I know we say every time L'chadoidis, you hear Shabbos again. We say after each prison, we say L'chadoidis. We start off Likha Shabbos, Shoma Vezocha, Likha Shabbos, that's Shabbos. And then all of a sudden we go into a Gantz Beis HaMikdash Meist. Mikdash Melech, and Uri, and Nisnari, it's all to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Why? The Gantz Kabbalah Shabbos, it's more Beis HaMikdash. It's more Beis HaMikdash than it is Shabbos. Then at the end, you give Shabbos noch ayotzeit lech, boi v'sholem ateres ba'alo. Fight it back to Shabbos. The whole middle. It's a medrash plia. That the Kabbalah Shabbos is mostly about the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what we all, with Shabbos Friday night, that's our niggun. The Torah says there's an unbelievable chibur, there's an unbelievable connection between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. Listen to a maral. Unbelievable maral. The maral says that the way the week goes, the whole week is around Shabbos. And you should know that by the Erech Yidden, you saw it. The Chush. You saw the whole week was about Shabbos. I could tell you, I was zeichet to Mishamash Gedele Yisrael. There's certain things, they were very different. Each one was different. But there was one Salah Shavah by all the Gedalim that I was Mishamish. Shabbos, you felt the whole week by them. Shabbos, always talking about Shabbos. Every day was Shabbos. Star Zochos, you have Shabbos Lakamshi every day. The Ramban, you felt Shabbos. The My Bubba Pesel, Zichron Tzadikas Levrocha, she was a lady. She davened hours and hours a day. I mean, she was betfilah. My grandmother, she told me Chodesh El. She used to say Chodesh El. My Zaydin, my Bobby Pesty said, my Zaydin Tzvas brought us to the water, and he told us, look in the water. I feel the fish treisel zach from Chodesh El. It was my grandmother Pesty. She was That's why when it came time when my daughter was born, I wanted my daughter to have that name, my grandmother's name. Benafshi, I wanted it, and I was a shtickle chevra man. The Rebbetzin, the Pesel's not such a, you know, it's not the, it's not for unser dor, it's so popular. So I said, listen, my grandmother, she had on her passport, Basia, you can do Basia instead of Pesel. If you want Basia better, I'll be masking to Basia. But I wasn't really masking to Basia. I'm telling you, I wasn't. Nachashom, I didn't go to shul and come back and say, by the way, it was Pesel. I'm not such a chevra man. But the Shabbos morning, I woke up and I said, Rebbetzin, you know my grandmother was. My grandmother davened 6 hours a day. My grandmother, she was from the. She was. By her, it was Shabbos the whole week. She used to set up the lecht. I mean, the whole week, Shabbos. She lit 16 candles. The whole week was Shabbos. I said, so we want our daughter not to have her exact name. So Shabbos morning, I'm about to give the name. She looks at me. She goes, okay, go for it. Like 3 months later, the Rebbetzin told me, I love the name, which I knew that was going to happen. I love the name. It's Givaldic. But anyway, Lamaisa, they felt, you felt by my grandmother, you felt Shabbos the whole week. The lecht and the this, and she wanted the candles to be like this, and the Eshem is holding it. Bobby, we'll talk about it on Friday. No, this is Shabbos. Her husband, Shalom, who I wasn't zeichet to know well, because he was nifted when I was a kid, he was on when he came to us on Alba Drive in 1969, so I'm going back to a memory from when I was 3 years old, he was on the front lawn at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, with his shiny shoes, with his suit. He says, Zeidi Shalom, what are you doing? Ich wart für Shabbos. 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Ich wart für Shabbos. Ich wart für Shabbos. I'm waiting for Shabbos. So Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, there's an unbelievable connection that we bring in Shabbos with talking more about the Beis Hamikdash. Listen to Maral. Says the Maral like this. A Jew is taka supposed to live the whole week of Shabbos. And he says the Maral, starting from Sunday, every day leads to Shabbos. Rishon b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, Shlishi b'Shabbos, every day leads to Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Brevda, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, told me, he was a makuriv with the Chazon Ish, very big makuriv with the Chazon Ish. He told me that he was once by the Chazon Ish, and a guy, a choshev Talmud Chacham, he didn't tell me he was for obvious reasons why, I'll tell you the story, when I tell you why, you'll chap why. He said he was involved in a terrible, there was a bus accident, and everybody on the bus got injured, and Baruch Hashem, this guy, he came out of it, but he was injured. And it was a terrible bus accident. And this big Talmud Chacham was a makuriv with the Chazon Ish. And he came into the Chazon Ish, he was still bandaged up and injured, and he was asking the Chazon Ish about benching Goymol, and went to bench Goymol. The Chazon Ish said, it's a pella by me, that a Talmud Chacham like you got injured in a bus accident. If there were some people on the bus that didn't get injured, you should have been one of them. I'm shocked that you were injured. When was the accident? He told him when it was. It was Friday afternoon. The bus driver, Nebuchadnezzar Machal Shabbos, he probably, after he finished dropping everybody off, he was Machal Shabbos to go back home. He does given a shutfis mit the Chil Shabbos. Dein ganze Torah can't be making on you. All your Torah can't be making. Your whole Torah can't be making on you. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I told over this maisa to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I don't know if he ever heard it. He said he heard it. He said, I'll tell you what happened to my father, the stipler. He said, the stipler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once got a letter. This woman and all her kids wanted a bracha from this. They heard about the stipler, he wanted a bracha. But they heard that if you, they weren't Shemesh Shabbos. They heard if you go in the stipler, you're not Shemesh Shabbos, you're getting your head blown off. So they knew they're not supposed to go in. But they had relatives that were Shemesh Shabbos. So they gave their names to the relatives to bring in to the Chazon Ish to stipla, to bring in for bracha. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal said, my father took the letter, took the names, looked at it, and he turned to the shliach who brought it in. Ich soll geben a bracha zu Mechal Shabbos. He just looked at the names. He said, I should give my bracha to Mechal Shabbos. Go back, tell them to keep one Shabbos, they got some mishpoch, ich geb a bracha. They kept the rest of Shabbos. They became Shemesh Shabbos. They were blown away that he knew. He looked at the names. He knew this. The Shabbos, a Jew is supposed to live the whole week to Shabbos. The whole week to Shabbos. Says the Maral, there's only one night where you're going away from Shabbos. Sunday you're going towards Shabbos. Monday you're going closer. Tuesday closer. The climax is Shabbos. Shabbos is our climax. To Shabbos. Motzi Shabbos is Ois Shabbos. That's the only Zman where we're Oisik and pray to me Shabbos. We're leaving Shabbos. No Yemel, says the Maral, could it be a Churban. Can you imagine? Only then, the only time that we're shining, that's why the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, got impacted Motzi Shabbos, it's a Zman pray to me Shabbos. Sunday morning, somebody tells you, what are you being Oisik in? I'm going towards Shabbos. Monday, you're getting closer to Shabbos. The only time in the week that you're saying I'm taking leave of Shabbos is Wednesday Shabbos. Nor demos. It's the only time there could be a chur. What's the pshat? The pshat is because according to the Maral, Beis Hamikdash is Hashruas Hashchina. That's what the Beis Hamikdash is. It's Hashruas Hashchina. It's Hashruas Hashchina, the Maral calls it in Mokum, in place. Beis Hamikdash has the most glory of the Shechina that a location can have. That's the highest level Hashruas Hashchina you could have in a Mokum. Every shul is a Beis Hamikdash mat. You have a little bit of that. But that's the climax. Says the Maral, there's a Beis Hamikdash in Zman. Just like there's Hashruas Hashchina in location, there's Hashruas Hashchina in time. There's man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'malo mehakol. He's l'malo min ha'mokom, he's l'malo min ha'zman, he's l'malo from everything. Hashem, we could feel it. There's a revelation of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, of the Shechina in Zman, and that's Shabbos Kodesh. And Shabbos could never be destroyed. Shabbos could never be destroyed. Tashuas HaShechina that we have every week, that we could be connected to the Shechina, that's not Mokim, that's Lamalim and Amokim, that can't be destroyed. There's never a Churban in that Beis HaMikdash. And that's why when we get to Shabbos and we're connecting to Hashem on that level, we say, Hashem, give us also the Shechina HaMokim. That's why the Kabbalah Shabbos, we request, we're overwhelmed with yearning, because we're connecting to the Shechina. So that's why most of Kabbalah Shabbos is about the Beis HaMikdash. Mikdash Melech Himalucho, it's not Rimei Ofer Kumi. You know how it is when you have a relationship with somebody. I don't have to tell you this. I tell this to every Chosn, you should know. I tell it to every Chosn, I'll tell it to you because it's the best message for a Chosn. And all of you are Chassan, or you should be, or you become, or you were, or you whatever. If you were, you should become soon another one. I say, never complain about anything in a marriage when things are not good. People's nature, right? If you get a benefit from me, and it's no skin off my back, right? You being nana from a house I have that I'm not renting it, and nobody's there anyway, and you're not planning to rent anything, I'm not supposed to charge you. I can't charge you. But the halacha is, but if it's chosa, then megalgal mavos hakol. Then I could already charge you for the whole thing. Once I have a... So people's tendency in a marriage is, when you're angry about one thing, then you give the whole pekel. Not only this, now I'll tell you everything that I'm not happy about. This is a human nature. I tell people, when you're in the best moment, because when people are doing well with each other, they just want to talk nice. Yeah, but that's when you could lovingly give critique and the person feels like it's coming me'avo. Instead, you go to the person and you dump. You make them feel like a garbage dump, an ashpo. Dump. I say, never do that. That's by me, it's Yaharag Val Yavar. I'm not saying that all the boys listen to me. I'm just saying what I tell them. I say, I'm not going to tell you can never criticize a spouse. That's not a healthy marriage if you can't give critique. You have to be able to give critique. But give critique when what you really want to do now is tell your wife all the miles that she has. In that spirit, give critique. When we come to Shabbos and we're mamish mischaber to the Shechina on that level, so now we're yearning, let's make it better, let's fill it, let's make it givaldik, let's have the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's not shayach for us at that time not to request the Beis HaMikdash. It's not shayach, but the morale, it's a scary morale that the Churban was only able to happen, had to happen at that time when we're misalik ourselves from the Shechina. So now when we look at our lives, each one of us, and we think about how many opportunities we have every year to have Gilui Shechina in our lives. Look how many things Chazal tell us, Shechina Shriya Kenegdoi, by Torah, by Tefillah, by Chesed. We have so many opportunities to connect to the Shechina every day of our lives. The only thing that we can't is the Mokum. We don't have the Spitz Mokum. And that's what today is about. But there's a mispaid Chodesh, I'm telling you. Every year there's a mispaid Chodesh when we look back and we think how much we had opportunities to connect to Hashem every day. Where the Shechina is there. Shechina Kenegdoi. Every day we have that opportunity. Every day that we're Megalgul, when you go up in Midois of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the going based on Abba Shol, there's a Gili Shechina, V'alachta B'drochav. Every time you're Mevater to somebody, somebody gets you upset, and you're burning angry, and you say, you know what? V'alachta B'drochav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maver Al Midah Yisuf. I'm going to be Maver Al Midah Yisuf. That's HaShuas HaShchina. That you have the Shchina with you. So that's a little churban. Every time you get angry, it's a churban. Every time you get angry, that's a churban. That's the misbeit chodesh. It's not shayach. Any year that you get to today, and there isn't a bunch of churbanos that we could look at. That's pshat in the Yerushalmi and Yume. The Yerushalmi says, it's not stam a member. The Yerushalmi says that any door, kol door shaloi mivne, is chorav, chorav biyomav, right? The famous Yerushalmi over here, Adav Hei. Yerushalmi says that any generation, hoimim oru oru, kol door shaloi mivne biyomav, ma'ol of kilu echrivoi. I think that that's a new pshat in the Rimigash that we've discussed in previous years. It says that when the Churban Beis Hamikdash happened, the Gemara says in Maseches Yume, Daf Nun Dalet, that the Goyim found the Kruvim Me'urim Zeh B'Zeh. The Kruvim were mamish connected. Which is the highest level of Ava that Hashem could have for us. There are three levels of the Kruvim. Pnei Mishal Ochiv. The Gemara says that's when Klai Yisrael Oysim Ritzayin Yishal Mokam. They face each other. When the Kruvim are not facing each other, Pneim al Abayis, that's when Klai Yisrael not Oysim Ritzayin Yishal Mokam. And in the Regolim, the Yomim Tovim, where we have the closest relationship with Hashem, is Kruvim Me'urim Zeh B'Zeh. Kederach Ish V'Isha Mamish did Me'urim Zeh B'Zeh. That's the highest level. When the Goyim came to Beis HaMikdash, and they were machrev the Mikdash, they found the Kruvim Shemu'urim Zeh B'Zeh. And they made fun of it. Call his Ilua. Kirov Avosa, his Ilua. And they took it out into the street, the Kruvim. They said, what, what is this? They poked fun at it. So all the Rishonim ask, this was the Churban. What's going on? And the Rimigash in Bava Basra Tzaditesh, the Shita Mugubetzan brings down the Rimigash, he says that this was a nest that happened to show Klai Yisrael Chibosan. Churban. I believe, based on what I'm telling you now, the Eibishter was telling them, Rabbi Yisai, I'm still with you. You have Shabbos, you have Tefillah, you have chesed, you have the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'alachta b'drachov, you mizdabik, v'chiev shelo odom lidabik b'shchina, it says, uboy sidbok. The Gemara says, how do you cling to Hashem? Well, you don't chill with Him? Today there's a shprach, let's chill. You don't chill with the Rabban Hashem? So the Gemara says, it says, boy sidbok, you should cling to Hashem. The Gemara says, the Rabban Hashem says, eshe cheles. What do you mean, boy sidbok? The Gemara says, lidavik b'midoysev shal HaKadosh Baruch. That means you're closer to the Shechina when you're Mavar al Midah Yisuf than when you go to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is not Boi Sidbok. It's Yeroah. It's a Maila. So we have such opportunity, and Hashem was showing us, don't think that the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev, that now you can't be connected to Hashem. You can absolutely be connected to Hashem. Kruvim Urim Zeh B'Zeh. That's what the Kruvim reflected. Hashem made a special miracle. And that's our job now. And that's so much easier to connect to than just to connect to the Churban itself. To think in our lives how we have opportunities to bring the Shechina. And we see it. Sometimes you look at people that are living on a different frequency. You see different midas. You see a certain anhoga. I always tell the Talmidim, watch my parents. Zol ze gezun zayn. You see the Shechina over there. Dan Hoge with each other. You see the Shechina. We have such opportunities in our lives to have the Shechina. We have such opportunities. And that's what we have to think about. There's no excuses. And if we fix that, then the Mele the Yeshua will come. Because otherwise we're full of baloney. We say, Hashem, we're plotting for you to come back. Really? You don't even make a phone call. Don't you have a phone? Filtered phone? Why don't we ever talk? every time that you are mevater to somebody else, you are connecting to the Shekhinah. You just made a, you sent the Rebbeinu Shalom a love emoji. I'm talking now in this treifish brach. She's okay, I don't mind talking treifish brach. There's a connection to Rebbeinu Shalom. There's a boy sidbach. If we today, we're makabel on ourselves to think about our lives, how our lives could be more reflective of a connection that we want to have with Hashem, that is the best expression of Tzipi Salishua. Otherwise, you're full of baloney. Say, I want the Shekhinah, I want the Shekhinah. You go home now, you get angry at somebody, call me Negehonim Shalotim Boy. You're running away from the Shekhinah. So what do you mean you want the Shekhinah? You're Maisim HaMechirch, you don't want the Shekhinah. Your actions are proving it. So that's our job, and this is, there's no excuse. And perhaps we could say this is the meaning behind Tzipi Sal Yeshua. If we could show the Rebbeinu Shalom that we're, our action reflects the fact that that's what we want, then that's the greatest Tzipi Sal Yeshua. I'm trying to get God more in my life. Not doing things to be misalik. I'm not doing things to be misalik to Shekhinah. I'm doing things to make the Shekhinah here. To make the Shekhinah comfortable. Every machloikas you have with another Jew is misalik to Shekhinah. How could any of us who truthfully say we're waiting for Mashiach to come get into machloikas with anybody? With anybody? How could you do that? How could somebody do that? That's not important to us. If it was important to us, how could we be doing things that are counterproductive? And that's the mispeit chodesh. Lefi ani yizdaiti. That's the mispeit chodesh of every year, is our own mispeit chodesh. When we look at our lives and think about all the opportunities we have to invite the Shekhinah in our lives, and we, if we don't do it. And sometimes, chas v'sholom, not only we don't do it, we're misnagged at it. And the Eibush is all hope, and the Shetaka be the last Tishabu. That we're sitting here talking in this way. We should talk next year in bright lights. B'chutzei Yerushalayim. We should be Zeichetaka to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, B'mehar V'yomein, Amen, Ken Yehi Ratzon.